Now let's consider some specific evidence for media balance, and this comes from looking at specific propositions on the electoral ballot. We're again asking a very basic question: just how biased are newspapers compared to the general public? Well, one way to measure this is to look at endorsements of, again, these specific propositions which are put on the ballot, and see which newspapers endorse, and also which voters support, and which are endorsed by special interest groups, and try to get a sense of where do newspapers stand in this mix. This paper is going to look at data from 1996 to 2010, and whether a proposition is viewed as left-wing or right-wing, well, the research will classify propositions by their supporters. Once all of this is done, there is a main and indeed striking result, and that is this: newspapers are almost exactly at the median voters' position in their respective states. In other words, this suggests a pretty high degree of balance. It doesn't show that there's balance when it comes to endorsing candidates or deciding which stories to cover, but nonetheless, for these specific propositions, the stances taken by newspapers seem to match up pretty well with what voters in those states end up choosing. In California, the stances of the newspapers are slightly to the right of the median voter in California. The data also show that newspapers are more moderate than interest groups. That is, interest groups very often stake out fairly extreme stances on these propositions compared to newspapers. And also we see that insofar as newspapers deviate from median voters in their state, they tend to be more liberal on social issues. A clear example here would be gay marriage, where newspaper endorsements tend to be more pro-gay marriage than are voters in a typical state. On some economic issues, newspapers take a relatively conservative point of view. Those issues would include minimum wage hikes, smoking policy, health care, and the environment. Sometimes it's speculated, and I emphasize that word speculated, that this may come from newspaper desires to attract or keep advertisers. The data also suggests that newspapers are more multidimensional and less ideological than a lot of the other players in the political scene. What does multidimensional mean? Well, it just means that you don't take a straight up or down left-wing or right-wing stance on all the issues, that to some extent you mix your positions. This is all from a very interesting paper by Riccardo Puglisi and James M. Snyder called The Balanced U.S. Press, and this is available online.